Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Teen charged in sexual assault. OA News at OAOA.com. An Ector County Sheriff's Office probable cause affidavit detailed that a 19-year-old man was arrested after he sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl. Aaron Fuentes, 19, was charged with sexual assault of a child, a second-degree felony. He was also charged with failure to identify with intent to give false information, a Class A misdemeanor. The sexual assault was reported to ECSO at 3:44 p.m. January 6th, the affidavit stated. The complainant reportedly told deputies that she found her 15-year-old daughter had been involved in an intimate relationship with Fuentes. She stated that she had taken her daughter's phone from her and went through it. The complainant stated while going through the phone, she came across photographs and videos of Fuentes touching the 15-year-old girl and messages where the 15-year-old was admitting she and Fuentes had sexual intercourse several times, the affidavit stated. During a forensic interview, the 15-year-old girl reportedly stated she met Fuentes on Instagram and they began talking. She stated that Fuentes picked her up from her house the first day they met in person. The 15-year-old stated she did send nude photographs to Fuentes, but denied having sexual intercourse with him. It was found at a later date by the 15-year-old girl's admission to ECSO investigators that she and Fuentes did have sexual intercourse in a barn located in West Odessa on the first night she met him in December, and then had sexual intercourse two other times, the affidavit detailed. The 15-year-old girl reportedly admitted there were photographs and videos of Fuentes on her phone and positively identified him in the photos. Fuentes was booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center on March 13th, jail records show. He has two bonds totaling $26,500 and was still in custody as of Monday afternoon. Odessa firefighter charged in child porn. Man placed on administrative leave without pay. OA News at OAOA.com. An Odessa firefighter has been placed on administrative leave without pay after he was arrested last week on possession of child pornography. Jeremy Barrera was charged with federal possession of child pornography, and he turned himself into federal authorities on March 11th after a warrant was issued for his arrest. Barrera is also being held without bail after a motion to detain was granted on Monday, court documents detail. Barrera will be detained pending trial. The City of Odessa issued a press release on Monday afternoon that detailed the city is conducting its own internal investigation to see if Barrera violated any city or departmental policies. Barrera will remain on administrative leave without pay until the investigation is complete. On January 25th, Homeland Security Investigations Office of the resident agent in charge executed a federal search warrant in the 9900 block of Lamar Avenue in Odessa, court documents stated. The federal search warrant was in regard to an ongoing child exploitation investigation. During the search of the residence, a black iPhone that belonged to Barrera was reportedly seized. The phone was taken to the special agent in charge office in El Paso for further examination. The examination of the iPhone showed multiple videos of child pornography, the documents stated. The video ranges from 44 seconds long to 1 minute and 6 seconds. Further investigation of the report reportedly showed KIK messages with the online profile with the initials RJ was found communicating in multiple chats. One of the online groups was titled #PizzaLife that included multiple videos and images of child pornography. RJ is a known internet identified used by Barrera. There were multiple messages located where RJ was seeking new links to child pornography, as well as commenting his approval of the posted child pornography. Some of the comments included the use of emoji characters. If convicted, Barrera could face a maximum term of 20 years in prison, not less than 5 years, and up to life of supervised release, a $250,000 fine, a $100 special assessment, a potential $5,000 JVTA special assessment, and a potential $17,000 AVA special assessment, the documents stated. Police looking for man in connection to burglary. OANews@OAOA.com. The Odessa Police Department is reportedly searching for a man who was involved in a burglary. The reported theft happened at 1:32 p.m. March 8th in the 2400 block of Van Street, an OPD press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed a man burglarized a shop and stole more than $300 worth of tools. OPD has released a photo of the man that can be seen at tinyurl.com/2VK9VHZZ. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Jay Santana at 432-335-4964 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS, TIPS, and reference case number 21-0003689. Police searching for man involved in grocery store theft. OANews@OAOA.com. The Odessa Police Department is looking for a man who reportedly stole from a grocery store. The reported theft happened at noon, March 3rd, at the Market Street located at 3950 East 42nd Street, an OPD press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed a man took $143 worth of property and exited the store without making any attempt to pay. The man then left the scene in a black Nissan pickup. OPD has released a photo of the man and the pickup that can be seen at tinyurl.com/FF8B7UW3. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact Officer R. Jones at 432-335-3333 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS, TIPS, and reference case number 21-900085. Helping others. Leona Smith, 92, and her husband Robert Smith, 93, sit for a portrait on their living room couch Monday afternoon in Odessa. The Smiths have spent most of the last 12 months inside their home to help stay safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Robert and Leona both received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine and are now awaiting to get the booster in the next 14 to 21 days. The two will celebrate 74 years of marriage on May 14th. Photo by Jacob Ford, Odessa American. Family stays strong through pandemic. MCH helps out with in-home vaccine for couple by Michael Bauer, MBAUER at OAOA.com. A year ago, Leona and Robert Smith were attending church just as they usually had done every other Sunday before. Then came a disruption in the form of a pandemic. When COVID-19 became more widespread in the country and made its way to the Permian Basin, a number of places, including churches, shut down for a while, and some vulnerable populations stayed home even after they opened back up. The threat of the virus was too much to risk, especially for some, and Leona and Robert haven't taken anything for granted. For Leona, 92, and Robert, 93, that has meant staying home for practically the entirety of the last 12 months. "That was the last day that we got to go to church," Leona said. "We haven't got out in a group or anything like that. The only time that we've been out was to see the doctor, and lately we've been seeing the doctor by telephone." However, just as the number of positive COVID cases continued to drop around the country, and with the number of vaccinated people increasing, there is hope for the Smiths that life will go back to normal. They took bigger step back to normal when both were able to get vaccinated last week in their home. Robert and Leona received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine and are now awaiting to get the booster. "We feel really fortunate, and we're anxious to get to the other one," Leona said. "Through the screen door and through FaceTime, those are the only times that we've been able to talk to our grandkids and great-grandkids." At their age, Robert and Leona aren't able to leave their house much to begin with, and with the virus going on, they left nothing to chance. Their daughter, Celia Taylor, and her husband, Vonnie Taylor, have both been busy helping them out with grocery runs and yard work. "We're really careful, and they do the same with us," Leona said. "We want to stay well, and then later on, hopefully, we can all get back together." Vonnie and Celia are among the few people who have been able to see Robert and Leona face to face as they help take of things for them. "We've been going over all the time because we take care of them and take their groceries into the house," Celia said. "One of my daughters goes over and stands outside the door and visits with them. They talk on the phone. As far as us being together, it's probably been a year since we've been in the house together." While at times they've been lonely, Leona and Robert say they've still been able to stay in touch with people during this time. "Basically, most of our visiting has been by phone, and that's it," Leona said. "We haven't gotten bored. As far as the church part, we've had four churches that we've been listening to, and our son-in-law has one that we listen to. We've made it by with all the help that they've given us." Vonnie is currently the pastor at Central Baptist Church. Leona and Taylor also attend Vine Baptist Church. "We follow church on our iPads and wherever else we can get it on," Robert said. "So we haven't missed any church. We've heard more messages than we have before. But we've missed being there with the fellowship." That included this past Christmas, where they got to see their grandkids, but in a safe way. "At Christmas, they came, and we stood at the storm door, and they opened their Christmas gifts," Leona said. "Our neighbor brought treats over, as well as our pastor. We haven't been forgotten." Just like her parents, Celia, who along with her husband have both been vaccinated, is thankful to have finally gotten her folks taken care of. "I'm really pleased about that," Celia said. "We've been really careful with them, and they haven't been able to leave the house except for necessities, just to go to the doctor. Robert hasn't left at all. He's pretty much homebound. It's a blessing to know that when they get their vaccinations, we can get together. COVID cases around the area have gone down. On Monday, MCH reported 5,374 positives, 24 of which were COVID patients in-house, 12 critical care patients, while 14,695 have tested negative, and 20,073 total have been tested. "My daughters and their families have tried to keep their distance, and so have the grandkids. We just don't want to bring anything in to expose them, So we've been really cautious, even through Christmas and birthdays. We haven't been able to be together. We've done FaceTime. The kids came in and did Christmas on the porch while they stayed in the house. We're looking forward to spending time together. Robert and Leona have been thankful for the help from everyone that they've received and to not have been forgotten. They have been the ones that have been our lifesavers, Leona said. They've been our providers. Our great-grandkids understand that we're trying to be careful with our age and our immune system. But this year has gone by faster than you would think. A lot of times we're on the phone talking to the members of our church, and a lot of them are sitting at home too. Getting them vaccinated was the fastest way to try and get back to normal for their family. Not sure if MCH was able to make a house call to provide the vaccination, Bonnie had to make a few calls. Bonnie was talking to Don Hallmark, an MCH board member, if there was anyone that provided that service for those who were homebound, and somehow MCH Urgent Care called me the other day and said that they and a nurse would be able to come over and provide the shots, Celia said. We met them over there and they gave them their vaccines and we're done with the first part. It's the fastest way to try to get back to normal for their family. We felt like that the only way we were able to get back together as a family was to get them vaccinated, Bonnie said. That's been a goal for us. We just needed to get to that level of security. Leona and Robert will be celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary next year, while Celia and Robert will be celebrating their 50th in 2022 as well. It'll be interesting because I can't think of anyone where the parents and the children match up like that together, Leona said. However, another date that they have circled right now is May 15th, when their great-grandson, Taylor Richardson, will be graduating from Central Christian School. They're going to have a big party in their backyard in Midland, Leona said. We're hoping that we get to go. We haven't gotten to hug them in a while. Regardless, they're thankful for being able to stay healthy during the course of this pandemic. We just thank the Lord for watching over us and taking care of us, Leona said. He has a reason for us to be here. He's watched over us, and we're thankful. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. Obituary and Death Notices. Michael David Kildo, Odessa. Michael David Kildo passed away on February 25th, 2021, surrounded by his loving family. Michael was born July 20th, 1962, in Odessa to Johnny Lee Kildo and Gladys Collins Kildo. He was the ninth of 10 children. Left to cherish his memory are his wife, Betty, children Rhonda, Michael Jr., and James Patricia Kildo, grandchildren Lillian Kildo, Benjamin Foster, and Cadence Foster, siblings Larry Joe Collins, Deborah Royce Holcomb, Kenneth Kildo, Nick Kildo, Johnny Sherry Kildo, Gland Carrie Taylor, Keith Kildo, Teresa Mike Graves, and Melissa Hudson, aunts Kay Pritchard and Lois Drumwright, both of Missouri, and uncle Bob Kildo of Florida, as well as many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, friends, and co-workers. Michael was preceded in death by his parents, Johnny Lee Kildo and Gladys Collins, and his nephews, Kenny Kildo and Alex Poole. A celebration of life will be at 1 p.m. on March 17th at American Heritage Funeral Home, 4100 North Farm Road, 1788, Midland, Texas. Chris Vore of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be officiating. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made directly to the funeral home to help defray funeral expenses. Death notices. Don Ignacio Gunn, Odessa. Don Ignacio Gunn, 46, of Odessa, died Thursday, March 11th, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m., March 17th, 2021, at New Dawn Fellowship. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Wally Shawart is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Ollie Jack Harrington, Odessa. Ollie Jack Harrington, 93, of Odessa, died Thursday, March 11th, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Friday, March 19th, 2021, at Second Baptist Church, 711 East 17th Street in Odessa. Burial will be held privately by the family. Pastor Jackie Brim is officiating. Arrangements are by Frank W. Wilson Funeral Directors of Odessa. Jose Alfredo Marquez, Odessa. Jose Alfredo Marquez, 33, of Odessa, died Tuesday, March 9th, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 17th, 2021, at Martinez Funeral Home, outside chapel. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Martin Morris Vargas, Odessa. Martin Morris Vargas, 74, died Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021, in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Are tremors the problem? Dear Dr. Roach, my husband is 85 years old and his hands shake. Doctors say it's not Parkinson's disease, but some kind of tremor. It embarrasses him. One time he spilled a plate of spaghetti on himself. He drops dirty dishes on the way to the sink. I read about medicines that could cause tremors. Could this be the problem? DD. Answer. Although some medicines can cause or worsen tremors, especially anti-depression drugs, anti-epilepsy drugs, asthma inhalers, steroids, and others, I did not see any on the list you sent, and I think it is much more likely that your husband has essential tremor. Essential just means we don't know what causes it. It is more common as we get older and typically runs in families. The diagnosis can usually be confirmed by a physical exam, but a neurologist, especially one who specializes in movement disorders, may be helpful to be sure. A neurologist is certainly the expert in managing this condition. There are several medications that are commonly used for first-line treatment. A deep brain stimulator or even surgery is considered in severe cases that do not respond to medication treatment. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Boyfriend takes charge after couple moves into his house. Dear Abby, I have been with the same man for almost 30 years. We are not married and have no children together. He is 15 years older than I am. We have been living in his house for the past 7 years. I feel more like a renter than a partner in this relationship. I give him money every month, and we sleep in separate rooms. He wants to control everything in his house, including how to clean, cook, or what we eat. I bite my lip to avoid starting a confrontation. He is a lifelong bachelor, while I have two adult children and a couple of grandkids. I'm not sure how much more of this I can take. I work all day. He doesn't. I want to leave, but at the same time I care and worry about him. What should I do? Signed, Disillusioned in Illinois. Dear Disillusioned, quit biting your lip. Gather your courage and start an honest conversation with your housemate in which you tell him you have been unhappy with the status quo for a long time. Then outline the changes that would make you happy. If he isn't willing to compromise, then pack your bags and leave, because you will know the feeling you have for him are not mutual. Dear Abby, I've been friends with a woman for 25 years. For a time we were best friends and did everything together, but we couldn't be more different. It caused many fights and disagreements over the years. She has deeply hurt and embarrassed me countless times. She ruined birthdays, damaged other relationships, even ruined my bachelorette party. I don't want to know why I still bother with her. I think because of our deep roots, it's hard to let go. At the moment, we haven't spoken in more than 2 months, and I know she's upset with me yet again. Should I reach out and mend the bond? Do I use this as a stepping stone to start moving on? I love her, but I know it really is a toxic relationship. Signed, Off Again in New Jersey. Dear Off Again, please reread the last sentence of your letter. Do not bother reaching out and trying to mend the breach in your relationship. You cannot fix what's wrong with this old friend, but you can move on. Her silence is giving you the opportunity. Take it. Dear Abby, my son is getting married in a couple of weeks. Due to COVID-19, he and his fiancée are having to downsize the list of invitees. This includes asking those who have already RSVP'd yes and or have already given them a wedding gift not to attend. Should they return the wedding gifts to those they are disinviting to the wedding? Signed, Wondering in the South. Dear Wondering, your son and his fiancée should at least offer to return the gifts. Considering the reason for downsizing, some of the no longer invited guests may tell them to keep them along with their good wishes, while others will not. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. Idealistic, reserved, and romantic. You take pride in how you look and feel. This year, you can make lifestyle changes that will improve your health and vitality. Finances are challenging at first, but once you plan expenses, you will do fine with extra to spare. If single, join a group of like-minded people seeking partners. If attached, plan a getaway to renew the love you share. Gemini awakens your creativity. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 5 stars. A houseplant or fresh flowers will brighten your mood. So will a new outfit that you can wear to a party or job interview. If you go over budget, then just skimp on something else. Tonight, treat yourself to dessert. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. Begin a balanced eating plan that includes no more meals on the run. Share self-help tips with friends or in an online group. Set an example with your no-nonsense approach. Others will follow your lead. Tonight, work on budget revisions. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. It's the perfect time to take a break from social activities and reboot. Start a journal or keep a dream log. Your words may clarify a future direction. Herbal teas and mild exercise sound inviting. Tonight, add songs to your playlist. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 3 stars. Plan an outing with friends you have not seen lately. Catch up on gossip. Someone may have hurt your feelings, so let them know and move on. It is never a good idea to harbor ill will. Tonight, shop online. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 5 stars. A project you began may finally bear fruit. Watch for signs that it has progressed. If you need to make revisions, ask others to join your team. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Tonight, contact a friend from school. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 4 stars. The key word for today is travel. Opportunities to get out and about will present themselves, so plan a weekend getaway. Get a romantic partner or friend to join you. Make anything you do an adventure. Tonight, watch a courtroom drama. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 3 stars. Expand your income stream. Offer services that stem from years of experience. Avoid get-rich-quick schemes advertised on social media. Consult a financial advisor or trusted friend. Stop overthinking and follow your instincts. Tonight, give yourself a beauty treatment. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 3 stars. Take stock of different relationships in your life. Let go of those who may be toxic. Feelings between you and someone close may get intense, so talk things through. Postpone contracts for at least a week if possible. Tonight, affectionate displays. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 5 stars. Reconsider a risky decision you may have made recently. If you play it safe, you will have no doubts or fears. Pay attention to health matters, especially your teeth, bones, and knees. No need to panic. Tonight, make a commitment. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Someone funny and charming may catch your eye. Don't be coy. Make yourself known. Sign up for lessons in a sport that you love. Keep that activity in mind when you plan your vacation. Tonight, a romantic interest might surprise you. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 4 stars. Emotions run high, so talk things out with those close to you. Researching your family tree may remind you to call an out-of-touch relative. Plan a reunion where you can connect with memories. Bring mementos, anecdotes, and photographs. Tonight, spring cleaning. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 3 stars. Today, neighbors may get on your nerves. Think positive thoughts and send them good vibes. A higher up who matters at work will listen to your ideas. Feedback may be better than you ever expected. Tonight, gather for a family meeting.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.